The world's biggest game is here, and your front row seat is right in Hillcrest. Through July 19th, Hill Station is your World Cup headquarters. Hill Station will be showing every single match live. Come hungry, leave happy, and catch all the action on the screens. Incredible food, ice-cold drinks, and the best patio vibes in Little Rock. Don't watch it by yourself. Bring your crew to Hill Station on Cavanaugh. World Cup action. Every game, every goal. See you at Hill Station.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Feeling like a family getaway, but don't want to go too far? Need a true adventure, but don't want to spend too much? Want a ton of stuff to do that's all in the same place? Welcome to Arkansas State Parks, where in a couple hours' drive, you can change your scenery and your state of mind. With active adventures or just gorgeous views where you can catch your breath, we have 52 state parks to choose from. Plan your getaway at ArkansasStateParks.com. Brought to you by this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code YEAR25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code YEAR25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code YEAR25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Congratulations to Michelin Freeman of Hackett for being named the All Arkansas Prep's Outstanding Players of the Year in volleyball as chosen by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. She is among the 400 Arkansas high school athletes who will be honored at the All Arkansas Preps Award Banquet on Saturday, June 20th, sponsored by CHI of St. Vincent. The event is emceed by Steve Sullivan with special guest David Basil, featuring a conversation with Arkansas Razorback and Paralympian Hunter Woodhull. To find out more about the athletes selected or to purchase your tickets to the event, visit allarkansaspreps.com.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Well, the New York Knicks got it done last night. And then, of course, the city of New York descended into violence and chaos.
Because, of course, that's what happens.
Yes. Times Square. Some excellent social media coverage. Some buses set on fire. And in a mild twist of irony, this would be actually ironic, the people assaulting the school bus appeared as though they've never been on a school bus. So, and some poor guy screaming, this is coming out of my check, please stop, as he's trying to protect one of the three buses that were destroyed in Times Square last night after the Knicks won. And so, and then, you know, video of people on top. These are relatively normal-looking people.
Sure.
Who descend into violence after winning, after their team. Now, they can't name a Knicks bench player, you know? But there they are, screaming, burning down a school bus in Times Square. And this is Times Square, so this isn't like... This isn't the Bronx.
Right.
This isn't, you know, north of Yankee Stadium or Marcy Project.
This, we're not talking about Astoria, Queens.
Right. This is not Bed-Stuy. This is Times Square, where you've got all these tourists and then, of course, all these people, all these Brazilians wandering around, getting ready for the World Cup. Uh-uh. Here comes some New Yorkers. And it's always struck me, Philadelphia, all these cities on the eastern seaboard, they all, everything turns to violence after a win. Now, I could see people after getting violent after a loss.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd. But after a win, you've first time in 53 years, and these kids are 20, you know, and they're all, these are not leading citizens of New York, okay? Let's be blunt here. And it's all stripes, shapes and sizes and genders. However many genders you think there are, they were all out in Times Square last night burning down school buses. So unclear as to why school buses were there. But, you know, well, the Alma High School field trip to New York didn't end so well.
The Alma senior trip.
Yeah. Alma, yes, yes, the Alma senior trip. Oh, we got to take up donations and get them back on a Greyhound. Yeah.
Makes me glad my niece went up there in March and yeah. Not now.
Oh, well, I mean, the Mulberry senior high class, they were in the big city. We're going to park the bus here. What could go wrong? Paul, what happened? I don't know. We were watching the game last night. But all these cities on the eastern seaboard, you know, Philly, not so much in Boston, but Philly, New York, clearly now we've seen, they're notorious for violent, not protests, just violent behavior after a win.
Something tells me that if the Buffalo Bills were to ever win a Super Bowl, you would not see that in Buffalo.
No. Listen, the closest I can think to this, I was in New Orleans the Super Bowl Sunday they won the Super Bowl. Okay?
When they beat the Bears.
Yes. Okay. And I was at a hotel watch party there, and I broadcast my show, and they were very kind. They gave me a sub, and they said, "Do you want to come to our VIP watch party?" Awesome. Right on, you know, at basically Canal and Bourbon.
Very nice.
So right there, you know. And, you know, I, like everyone else, after the win, everybody sort of streamed out the, you know, on Bourbon Street. Now, this is New Orleans now, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a level of drunkenness there on a Sunday afternoon in July, okay?
That's inherent.
Now
yeah.
Compound the, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, eh? So people are streaming out into the streets again, you know, rich, poor, old, young, black, white, Latino, male, female. I mean, strippers pouring out of Rick's Cabaret. Just, all, but it was a peaceful, joyous event. Nothing got burned. Nothing was burned. Nothing. You know, there was nothing went up in flames. No one's snow cone stand was burned to the ground. You know? They didn't trash the lobby of the Royal Sonesta. Well, now wait a minute, hang on. That might have just happened anyway. But you know, it just so similar thing, right? And as I'm watching this morning the carnage in Times Square, and these people going crazy and, you know, screaming at police officers. And I just think, you would think, right? Wouldn't people be happy? Shouldn't there be, you know, the headline of Knicks win NBA championship first time in 53 years, joyous fans clean up a park, you know?
Make right. Your time constructive.
Right, right. You interview the guy, we just saw the Knicks win. And we thought, let's paint over some graffiti. Let's raise money for a charity. You know, no, there's none of that. Knicks win, you know, community rehabilitated. Knicks win championship. Habitat for Humanity builds three houses overnight. No, it's the opposite. Why in the world on the East Coast? It doesn't happen in L.A. Listen, they riot out in L.A. for a lot of reasons, okay? They burn stuff up out in L.A. for a bunch of goofy reasons. But San Antonio wins championships. They don't burn the place down. You know? OKC won it last. Nobody? Everybody's happy. But New York, Philly, there's a lot of, and I understand it. You know, poor old Mamdami, he doesn't know what to do. He's trying to get the free grocery store up and running. So, but hats off. This is what I have learned over this journey of watching this Knick team. I hate New York sports fans. I love this New York Knicks team.
They're very entertaining to watch.
They play as a team.
Yes.
They play together. They go nine deep on the bench. And then post-game to watch the emotional reaction of Brunson, you know, he couldn't talk.
Nope.
And I'll tell you, the guy that's now the Snidely Whiplash, you talk about a fall from grace, is the Frenchman, Wembanyama. I mean, now he's a dirty player. I mean, he pulled the Bill Laimbeer move last night of putting the foot underneath Brunson and they tried to beat Brunson up. You know, they were very physical with him, 6'2". He and Darius Acuff have tremendous similarities, different points in the career, but they go after him. He kept it in check. He held it in. You know, a couple of times he was going after. We talked about how he had a fan in San Antonio, but he didn't lash out during the game.
Right.
He kept his head about him and dropped 45 on him last night. Whereas Wembanyama at 7'5", shrank in the last part of every game. He disappeared, milk carton, you know. Brunson at 6'2 or 6'3 comes up huge in the comebacks. And like I said, they Wembanyama's become the Snidely Whiplash now. He's the guy who folded up like a cheap tent. You know, the dirty play, the forearm in the back to Brunson to push him down that's been reviewed over. Last night, like I said, sliding the Bill Laimbeer foot underneath there to try to turn an ankle when Brunson comes down. All that stuff. All that business. And he folds up in the final few minutes. And we should have seen this coming. He's French. He's going to give up.
Yeah.
At some point in time, the man can't help it. It's in his nature. The Germans are coming. We give up. This has gotten too difficult. We give up. I mean, it's Pepe Le Pew time. You just go ahead and say, we surrender. But Brunson, on the other hand, he drops 45 on him. Wembanyama hadn't scored that many points in two games combined. So going from being the face of the league, this is the NBA, and look at him, 7'5", and he's 7'5" at the top of the key. I don't care. Jalen Brunson's 6'2" at the top of the key. He's more effective. You know, there is a level of stupidity that you cannot deny with this San Antonio team. The guy's 7'5". He's not, and I know he doesn't know how to play with his back to the basket, or you know, skyhook Kareem style, or any of that. But he's the Snidely Whiplash. He's the dirty player now. He's the Bill Laimbeer. And Jalen Brunson is now the face of the NBA. So, and you know what? That makes me feel good. You watch Karl Anthony Towns, you know, you see, and you see that. Was it the Verizon commercial or whatever that they're all doing with Ewing and Starks? And listen, James Dolan, as the owner, has been vilified in New York, and rightfully so in many ways. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. You remember the thing with Charles Oakley when they got into it and Oakley was yelling and he had him removed from the Garden? Now he's paying for Oakley to fly to San Antonio to sit in the, you know. Now it's, so I don't know whether he's a good owner, bad owner, good guy, bad guy. I like the Sphere in Vegas. He did a good job with that.
Yep.
Hats off to him there. But, boy, and they figured it out, didn't they? They pay, they gave away millions of dollars of free seats to poser celebrities. You know, all due respect to Jerry Seinfeld, who I love. I mean, he's at a Knicks game, you know. Where were you during the Isaiah Thomas years? Say what you will about Trump. He had the Knicks on in the Isaiah Thomas years on The Apprentice. You know, where he famously went down to the court. Like,
yeah.
You know, say what you will, but he was there during the Isaiah Thomas years.
The lean years.
The lean years. In between, you know, Ewing and the 99-2000 and today.
To your point, Jalen Brunson, rightfully so, is the MVP of the finals because, like you say, he showed up late when Wembanyama didn't. I think the breakout star of the whole thing, though, OG Anunoby.
Oh, yes, OG Anunoby, yes. With the tip-in, with the, you know, well, and again, that's another one. You saw him. He was very emotional last night. It's just a, just quite the, given the putting the stars in the front row and, you know, Spike, listen, Spike Lee's the original. You know, he's their Jack Nicholson. Like he, Tracy Morgan. This Chamolet character, I don't know about him. Oh. Is that not? Oh. That's my fault. Sorry, I made a huge, that's on me. You know what? That's a Wembanyama turnover inside the last minute of the game. Didn't have my electronics connected properly there, Todd. That's on me, dog. That's me. I got to own that inside the last 2 minutes. All right. Bunch of stuff to get to. It's Trump's birthday. He's 80. Guess who else is 80? Going to have a big UFC fight that just makes people so angry. They chipped his name off the Kennedy Center. I mean, the more we find out about JFK, I tell my liberal friends, well, so the man, you know, misogynist, abused women, may have actually sexually assaulted some women, and you want his name up there? Like, what? How come he gets a pass? Boy, that's sacrilege, you know? You can't. It's not the Teddy Kennedy Center. I think I dare Mary Jo move over. I can drive us. All right. Trump's birthday. Musk is a trillionaire. That makes a lot of people angry. He's such a polarizing figure. And it's all for the dumbest of reasons. We just... Okay, it's all 80s today on the program, music-wise. I was out with Dr. Ford, Dr. Franks, his wife Lynn. We all, you know, we're all reminiscing about Hendrix College in the 80s. So, it's all 80s music today. Stay with us.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. for quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available in Arkansas. USA fans, this one's for you. FanDuel is dropping a USA Super Boost for the matchup against Paraguay, and it's one of the most exciting offers we've seen yet. Right now, all customers can win up to $25 if the USA records one or more shots in the match. That's right, just one shot, not one goal, not multiple shots. Just one shot from the USA gets it done. Seriously, it's that simple. And with a team loaded with attacking talent, you'll be on the edge of your seat from the opening whistle, knowing that one moment could be all it takes to cash in. This is one of our biggest super boosts yet, and it's available for a limited time before kickoff. So get in on this huge super boost and make every minute of the match even more exciting. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Only on FanDuel. 21 up and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max wager is $25. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Whoa, Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa, like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Whoa, Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Lee Moon.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or a live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
Pomona, California. The entire city issuing a public apology during their annual distribution of a guide to summer recreational activities.
Okay.
A printed guide that they pass out all through the city of Pomona there.
Sure.
Turns out, well, there were some nudie pics. I mean, and some, like, raunchy you know, not good, nasty picks. My first thought was immediately, where's Creed Bratton?
My first thought is, how does that get by the proofreader?
Well, and that's the point. Like, where's Creed? There was a great episode of The Office where there's a, you know, something similar happened.
Right.
Okay. Creed Bratton says, you know, the one year I don't go do a spot check, this is the year that these have. Quoting from the release from City Hall, the city of Pomona is aware that some copies of the recently mailed recreation guide may include inappropriate images that should not have appeared in a publication distributed to residents. Officials stressed that the images were not authorized for publication. Well, duh. And I mean, I think it's basically people doing it. And my first thought was, that's not recreation during the summertime in Pomona.
Right.
Who wants to go to Pomona then? It's in the valley, you know? Yeah, okay. Boy, Pomona, the city where they don't let you do it in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's see. Continuing, we want to ensure the public that this was not intentional. Again, well, yeah. I mean, I would hope. We thought this might be a good way to spice things up. Turns out it was a mistake on our part, you know?
Honey, we should go to Pomona.
Yeah, you want it right. To me, if you mail me that recreational guide, I'm gassing up the car. I don't care if it is $4 a gallon. Get me to Pomona. Anyway, there's swimming, there's biking, there's hiking, there's, hey-o. Yeah, sweetheart. Cancel Disney World.
We're going to Pomona.
We're going to Pomona. Anyway, they blamed it on the printer. It was interesting. The United States Postal Facility there noted a 100% work participation rate during that time, too. They put new safeguards in place. No pun intended, I'm assuming. Let's see. So the version does not contain. Okay, new version. Well, I want the old version, you know?
Someone's going to have that old version listed on eBay, and it's going to sell for a ton.
Junior, where's our recreational guide? I don't know, Mom. In a minute. So, hey. Did you see? So, I got to talk about Musk. He's the world's first trillionaire. Of course, on paper, you know. But, I mean, it's a level of astronomical wealth that cannot be comprehended, even by Musk. And the people that hate Elon Musk hate him for the dumbest of reasons. So immediately when the SpaceX IPO launched Friday morning, it took off, you know, and there's Musk standing on the stage, hitting the button for the NASDAQ so they go live. And he's got 25, 30 people around him. Now, you've got, you know, it's easy to tell the demarcation of labor at SpaceX. You've got a group of men over here in wire-rimmed glasses who, you know, complicated names to pronounce. Those are the engineers. And then you had some guys in some Carhartt, you know, at the Texas facility. And those are, you know, more the hard labor. The point that Musk was trying to make, everybody on the stage is a millionaire now. And the Carhartt guys are going crazy. I mean, I love the local Chevy dealers here, sponsoring my segment on Morning Mayhem. Those guys were about to spend some money at the Chevy dealership.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could tell. It was, and the beauty of it is that Musk demanded that, you know, much like Sam Walton did with Walmart, how you would hear these wonderful stories of a woman that was a checkout person for 19 years, retires with $1.7 million, you know, and because she just put it all back into Walmart stock. And I, you know, so the memes then became hilarious. Graham Plattner, you know, the guy who sent the ding-dong pics to women online mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe roughed a couple people up, and everybody's overlooking that because he's our guy, you know.
He needs that recreational guide to Pomona.
That's what he needs. He needs to go to Pomona. Anyway, He issued the, and the internet is undefeated.
Yes.
So he sends out a tweet that says, you know, so I'm told Elon Musk is the world's first trillionaire. Let's make him the last. And then the flood of comments after that had, you know, show us your dong, you know, prove you didn't send these pics. And then just a wide variety of, I mean, he's a punchline now. If there was indeed a Tonight Show, he would be the punchline on the Tonight Show. Bernie Sanders, there's a great, the meme of Sanders, you know, where he's sitting with the mask on. So Elon Musk created 4,000 millionaires with SpaceX. Bernie Sanders has created one millionaire himself, which of course is true. But it's comical that we have vilified Elon Musk because he supported Donald Trump. And the reason he supported Donald Trump and he bought Twitter. I mean, look, you're talking about a guy who in his spare time bought Twitter and turned it into the Muslim Twitter, X. But now it's a profitable venture. You remember the great, I mean, and nothing warmed my heart more than to see a bunch of those hipsters with boxes in their hands as they're walking out of an office tower in downtown San Francisco, you know, railing against Musk and how horrible he is and everything else. He made it a profitable venture. His wealth doesn't come from other companies or private equity. It comes from the fact he started a company and he's maintained ownership of Tesla, of SpaceX, these Starlink. I mean, he chooses whether Ukraine or Russia gets internet. I mean, and now we're the Boring Company with a couple of folks. I think some, I don't want to get too deep in it, but some Arkansas money where they're tunneling under to alleviate traffic congestion. So you can either, you know, you tunnel on, creating this sort of rapid fire way, you know, the old cartoon where you know, you create the tunnel and right behind it come the cars. All of these things, PayPal, you know, he was one of the original PayPal mafia, the guys that created it. And he took that wealth, Peter Thiel and some of those guys, and he creates Tesla and SpaceX and on. And people forget, you know, he slept on some friends' couches for a while. He had a bald spot back in those days, him and McConaughey. And he's maintained ownership. His wealth comes from the companies that he owns, runs, and invests in. His time, his effort, his blood, sweat, tears, his genius. And I love what he said. He said, SpaceX is a company that talks about taking the fiction out of science fiction. And so the great piece in the Wall Street Journal on Friday, which says, who wants to be a trillionaire? The SpaceX IPO is a credit to Elon Musk and American capitalism. Now keep in mind, his family, they immigrated here from South Africa. Small little, you know, like two-room apartment. His brother, his mother is just this fascinating story. SpaceX now, after Friday's stock launch, is a $2.1 trillion company in terms of its market valuation. But yet, all you hear from the left is vilification. Now, this guy's got a janitor at SpaceX that's now a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He didn't have to do that. It's the same way Sam Walton didn't have to do it, but he dug in. He goes, these are the people they put in their public offering prospectus, the fact that the employees of SpaceX need to be compensated at a higher level than normal because they are all of essence. So that's why he had on the stage all these people who now are wealthy. He gambled on himself and won. You're right, Todd. He took the risk. He took his money and didn't, you know, put it in an index fund and go live on an island. No, he deployed it in risky gambling. We're going to make electric cars. XAI, you know, now he's taken SpaceX public, Tesla, XAI, the Boring Company, Starlink, all of these things. They all took tremendous risk. And yet all you hear from the left, it's part of this campaign to demonize success. Seinfeld said it brilliantly in his Duke commencement speech when he talked about, you know, being proud. You know, that when he worked on Seinfeld, that he had some writers and they went to Harvard and they were always kind of sheepish about, well, you know, yeah, I went to Harvard. No, he said, at that time, you should have been proud of it. Today, But Seinfeld said, we are, in this nation, we are ashamed of things we should be proud of, and we are proud of things we should be ashamed of. And here's Musk. You know, he launched SpaceX in 2002, okay, 24 years ago. And in a small warehouse in El Segundo, California, okay, by the airport in L.A. And people don't like him because he campaigned for Trump. People, they demonize him, the Bernie Sanders, the American left, the Democratic Party on a national level has a platform of trying to demonize wealth. Well, he's so successful and so he's the reason you don't have your lot in life. I don't think that. I look in the mirror and I think I'm the reason I don't have what I want. You know, I take responsibility for failures. But they need somebody to demonize because then these kids, you know, that live, they flash the, you know, Brooklyn watch party for them. And of course, it's just a bunch of white, upper middle class white kids, you know, who hate capitalism. But wait a minute, your dad's paying your rent. You know, your dad makes a living being a capitalist and he's paying your rent, but you hate capitalism. How about this? Live on your own, son. Sweetheart, you're going to pay your own bills from now on. I'm going to do you the favor of letting you walk the walk for the talk that you talk. Run straight home to mom and dad. We've got two generations of these people. So when I look at Musk and what he's done, when you look for 4,400 millionaires who work at SpaceX, 400 of the employees are now worth $100 million or more.
Wow.
And like I said, and Musk himself, the world's first trillionaire on paper, but his wealth comes from companies that he owns, that he invested in, that he started, that he's put his effort into. You can't get any... I mean, that's it, right? And he wasn't born on third base. Listen... we can all agree, the kid that born on third base, but he thinks he hit a triple, we all like to see him take a shot in the marbles, okay? I agree with you. That level of arrogance and 100%. But I'm sick of watching the left wing in this country, the Democratic Party nationally, vilify people who risked and succeeded. To me, they should be glorified. To me... that's exactly what America is. We are ashamed of things we should be proud of, and we are proud of things we should be ashamed of. And we allow the left to create a narrative based on envy and jealousy and meanness. And that's why that's the formula to try to win. Pay their fair share. Okay, well, what is that? There's 4,400 people, including a bunch of working class Joes in Texas that are millionaires now. You know, what do they think Elon Musk's fair share is? Now, we're talking blue collar folks. Wall Street Journal interviewed two or three of them, and they're like, hey, you know, greatest day in my life, you know, best job I've ever had, treated with dignity. And look, is anybody perfect? No, no one's perfect. Jeez, he's got more kids out there than, an NBA player than Antonio Cromartie. You remember him when he played for the Jets? And he couldn't name all his kids' names. I mean, Musk has got he's got a starting five with a bench.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of them hurt. I think it's so. I look at Musk and today and this last week and SpaceX. I mean, look at what they're doing. Like this Starlink, low level satellites. They've transformed the idea of communication. You know, and all the lefties out there loved him when he started Tesla. Now they hate him because he supported Trump and he bought X. And all he did was say, look, let's have a two-sided discussion, not a one-sided discussion. But that's the playbook for these types. All these dark money groups that really run the Democratic agenda, that is the program, man. It is all about envy and jealousy and class warfare. And boy, if they would only do their part, then you would be better off. But that's not the case. That's not. And they do their part. That's the other thing. 52% of U.S. citizens do not pay any federal income tax. Half the country. And you know what? That's not a bad thing. I like it. They don't have much. Let them keep as much as possible. So when I see Musk this week, it inspires me, fills me with hope. You know? It's Jalen Brunson dropping 45 on Snidely Whiplash Wimbyamya. So think about that the next time you see these. And the reaction is always, always the same. Oh, they're horrible. But you got to go to Graham Plattner's X page or whatever, simply because let's make him the last. And then just a stream of funny comments and memes about his extramarital affairs and abuse of women and lying about. Guy said he's an oyster. He got one customer for his business. He goes to Hotchkiss Prep, one of the three leading preparatory academies in America. Which is fine. Be proud of that. But no, you got to, you know, I'm just like you. Turns out you got a Nazi tattoo for 20 years and you knew what you were doing when you got it. He's a fake tough guy. Appreciate his service in the United States military, but that doesn't make him immune from legitimate criticism. George Michael, man. Ooh, this video in college. Lee Pittman and I would stay up to watch it in rotation on MTV. Wow. The model that's in it. I mean, 1988, she was the personification of beauty. And I tracked her down online, sent an email, never heard anything. Yeah, father figure, George Michael. This was a huge 80s hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Going to talk about Trump's birthday, the UFC on the White House lawn, and a couple other things. Stay with us.
It's a declaration of savings at Bradford Marine and ATV locations during the Great American Boat Sale. To honor America, Bradford Marine and ATV has savings up to $7,076 on select models like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Nitro, Tahoe, and Ranger boats. Plus, to salute our nation's 250 years, get a free $250 Bass Pro gift card. Hurry in to Bradford Marine and ATV to celebrate independence at the Great American Boat Sale. Going on now. Visit BradfordMarine.com, your authorized Tracker dealer.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
Trust is earned. That's why I've stuck with Straight Talk. Same price since 2009 on Verizon's 5G network. Because, shoot, anyone can make a promise. Keeping it for years, that means something.
Now plans starting at $25 a month with four lines. Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Same price claim applies only to the base monthly price of our $45 plan from October 2009 to present.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Join Morning Mayhem Monday as they broadcast live from the Summerwood Sports Complex in Bryant for the Big Miller Summerwood Sports Team Camp. Come by and say hi to the guys and then make plans to come back later and see some great basketball action with many of the top players in the state participating. It's all happening Monday with 103.7 The Buzz.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and details.
Stay up to date with the latest Razorback news with the Red White Report every weekday with Justin and Phil on the Zone. The Red White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
Now, more of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
Blondie, coming out of the punk movement down there at Max's Kansas City, or CBGB, and then they, early in the 80s, this was the theme song from basically the quintessential 80s movie that defined Richard Gere, American Gigolo, the famous scene where he's laying out all his clothes and trying to figure out what to wear. He was cool, boy. I just remember thinking, that guy has got something. And, a string of starlets married to Cindy Crawford. Boy, woo-hoo. Still the top of the pyramid. But, this was it, man. Giorgio Moroder. Mel Tillis making an appearance here.
Foot.
Trump turns 80 today. You know who else is 80? Tommy Chong.
Wow.
Yeah. Trump and Tommy Chong. Sylvester Stallone turns 80 in about 2 weeks. 80.
Adrian!
He's over there at Tulsa King. You know, he's Talk about a guy that had a run. I mean, from, you know, he wrote Rocky. That's the only reason he got to star in it, because he refused to let the studio in. So he's 80. Ooh. I mean, 80s and 90s, him, Bruce Willis, and Arnold, I mean, they was it. They were three Dwayne Johnsons at that point. Who else? Cher? Oh, man, Cher's 80. And that just looks like, I saw a picture of her last week, and it looks like the mummified body of Cher.
Oh, man.
God bless her.
I recently ran into, was reminded of, she made a guest appearance on Will and Grace, and she does this scene with Sean Hayes' character singing If I Could Turn Back Time, and then Hayes does his Cher impression of her singing it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. She was big, man. 80s for her. She's on an aircraft carrier. I mean, she's in some fishnet unitard.
Yeah.
Straddling a gun on a U.S. Navy gunship. There's nothing subtle about that.
No, there was not.
She could be in Pomona, California with that
boy. For
real. Yikes.
For real.
So Trump's going to have a UFC fight tonight. And I don't know who any of these fighters are. It doesn't matter. You know, it just hacks off so many of the lefties. Oh, this is ridiculous. What's going on here? This is ridiculous. Again, as we were talking about, they got to demonize things, people. And there's a great Twitter site dedicated to sort of the hypocrisy of the left and libs of TikTok that they just print the hypocrisy, and you can see it just pouring out now. But anyway, I'm going to talk about the Knicks, Razorback basketball. And just like everyone else, Wally has a column on it today. Going to talk about this kid down at Texas Tech who turns out is Jimmy the Greek. And the powerless NCAA. Stay with us.
Surprised by how far people will come just to visit us.
People will travel just to get the best deal.
We've got 15,000 off Ram HDs this month. Ram half tons start at just $35.9, or you can get 0% financing.
And don't forget Rangers. They have 0% financing and start at $35,000. Take the short, beautiful drive to Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton.
Or visit us online at chriscranecars.com.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Burroughs and Mr. Frank's is a long-standing iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Hey, Albert, can you help us plan and budget for a bathroom renovation?
I certainly can. Let me review your finances.
Who are you talking to?
Albert, my AI financial assistant that I can access right in the app. It automates all things finance. Moves money, pays bills, creates personalized alerts, finds savings, and so much more.
Your bathroom renovation financial plan is ready. I found cash you can put aside, and to cover the rest, Albert can get you up to $10,000 fast.
Can you find contractors nearby within our budget?
Here's a list of contractors. Would you like help requesting a $10,000 loan for your bathroom renovation?
Yes!
Download the Albert app and use promo code FUTURE to access Genius. Plus, get up to $10,000 for whatever you need. Just download the Albert app right now and use promo code FUTURE to get up to $10,000. That's promo code FUTURE.
I'm Scott Romine with Guatney Buick GMC. We've been advertising on 103.7 The Buzz for over a decade, and I have personally worked with our sales rep, Hope Hankins, for 8 years. Hope keeps us up to date on Razorback and high school sports sponsorship opportunities. Guatney Buick GMC has long benefited and enjoyed partnering with The Buzz. If you want to advertise your business on The Buzz, I recommend you call Hope Hankins at 501-773-7321.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code YEAR25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code promo code YEAR25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code YEAR25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oakland Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline. Not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
From the people who brought you It's the Dog Park comes.
It's a hot spot on your dog's leg. But the internet says you can treat it at home. You're not sure, though. Because now it's oozing.
Protect your dog from injury and illness with Progressive Pet Insurance.
Ooh, he's licking it. Super gross, dude.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sun shining up to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
As we talked about in the first hour, the New York Knicks get it done. The longest longest time in between titles of any team in the NBA. Of course, the Clippers have never won a title. You've either not won one at all, or most of my life was spent with the Knicks. And look, as I said in the first hour of the program, Todd and I were joking around, I hate New York sports fans. They're insufferable. It's an idea. They're mostly all front running, with the exception of Spike Lee and with the Knicks, and maybe Giuliani with the Yankees. And, you know, there's some true hardcore fans, Tracy Morgan. We've seen them all come out. McEnroe has always been a longtime Knicks fan. I'm talking when you were a Knicks fan during the Isaiah Thomas years. Whew, like the bottom of the barrel then, boy. But I really like this New York Knickerbocker team. Just a collection of guys that you can really root for. Turns out Karl Anthony Towns is this wonderfully funny, nice person. And to watch is Brunson Hart and who else? Brunson Hart, they were at Villanova and they won a national championship 10 years ago. Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and somebody else, Mikal Bridges. The three of them played on the Villanova team that won the national championship, and now the three of them are on the team that wins the national or that wins the NBA title. And the Anunoby kid, OG Anunoby. I mean, they play well as a team. They play hard. The big guy that with the broken pinky finger, you know, that whether he would play or not, and clearly he had a dominant series.
Or as you'll hear David Basil refer to him tomorrow, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yes, OG Anunoby. Victor Wembanyama, who, as we noted in the first hour, who went from face of the league, rising star, this is what the NBA is going to be like for 20 years, and now he's Snidely Whiplash. He's the Bill Laimbeer of the NBA. Because now, you know, the strategy by this Spurs team was to be physical with Jalen Brunson. They were very physical, in a dirty way. And Wimbledon, he sort of was the poster child for it. You know, you saw it. I mean, we've all seen the highlights. And again, like I said last night, with that Laimbeer move of sliding your foot underneath the jump shooter, Jalen Brunson in this instance. And you could tell Brunson held it together. He was angry, but he did what you do when you play for a team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry. And this is a great lesson for young people to see. Most of the time in today's modern sporting world, the modern athlete is the most selfish person on the planet. That they will do anything, they will react and get angry, they've been disrespected, and so they're going to get... And all that does in the end is hurt the team and the goal of winning. That's exactly what it does. Now, that doesn't mean it make you soft. No one looks at Jalen Brunson and says he's soft. All he does in a closeout game is drop 45.
All he's got to do is walk up to Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Scoreboard, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, he put more points on the board last night than Wembanyama has in two games. So, he kept it together. He sacrificed petulance and short-term emotional reaction for the greater good of the team to keep it together, stay on the floor, keep playing. As they all did. I mean, they're bringing guys off the bench that, frankly, I think ICE is looking for. Like, you don't know. You have no idea who they are.
The needs of the many are greater than the few or the one.
And
keeping with your 80s theme.
There was a good one. Let's see. I want to find this exchange on Twitter this morning, which I thought was good. Antone Gramsci is was an Italian philosopher who Mussolini had put in prison, and he is a lefty, okay? No doubt about it, a left-wing guy. But he's studied by both conservatives and liberals alike. He's a commie. But he had one of his great turns of phrase, and this was a tweet about Jalen Brunson. Pessimism of the intellect is overcome by optimism of the will. or in short, as it's later put, be brutally honest about the facts with absolute faith in the eventual outcome. That's James Stockdale, by the way, who was in the Hanoi Hilton, who was Roswell. So all these sort of philosophical notions around Brunson, but the point is, the guy never gave up. That's a simple, that's the Crawford County way to put it. Never gave up. And how is it? Down 15, down 20, down 12, down 15, and they come back. They had a will collectively as a team to keep playing and keep going. You can say that Mike Brown, as average of an NBA coach as he is, easily outcoached his counterpart. That San Antonio, it was an embarrassment. And look, I know Corliss is on the bench down there, and you've got some smart. And so it's not that they're not, they don't know. It's not that he looked up and went, "Oh, we had a big lead, and we shouldn't have kept jacking threes when we missed four in a row, huh?" No, they know that. It's but then getting the players to execute it. So that's what New York, maybe a little bit of an older team, that's what they did well. And Brunson was the heart and soul. And for whatever reason, in a game that is often predicated on how tall you are, okay, there's Victor Wembanyama. You know, he's at the three-point line just past half court setting up, the same place Jalen Brunson is, and there's a full 16 inches between the two of them, totally taking himself out of the game, totally negating everything. There's no way he was going to drive all the way. It just a level of stupidity on the San Antonio side that was actually that was shocking.
Well, and the thing that surprised me more than anything else, and the one thing that I take away from this series more than anything else, Victor Wembanyama needs to work on creating his own shot.
Yeah.
I mean, to be 7'5", you would think, oh, well, he can do anything he wants to at that size.
Yes.
But that's true. He's 7'5", but he's very thin.
And that played out when you watched the free throw rebounding.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle Karl Anthony Towns. He had turned his back to the bucket to try to physically force, like he was leaning into Towns, and that's how that ended the game, effectively, that New York, because of Karl Anthony Towns, they were able to get rebounds off of missed free throws. And so it's, I don't know, he's a young kid, and I mean, he's got to stop it with the dirty play, though, because that's going to haunt him. That's going to go now, because here's what's going to happen. I talked about how Brunson kept it together for the good of the team. I'm not going to get thrown out. I'm not going to react. I'm just going to play harder. And like I said, instead of throwing a punch, he just dropped 45 in a closeout game.
Right.
So, but
had that been a regular season game, that might not have been the case.
I'm going to say somebody, you know, they're going to play the Suns. You know, in a regular season, he's going to pull
that. On Tuesday night in December.
And it's not going to end pretty. So, you know, San Antonio needs to do something to work with him to even a little bit of a back-to-the-bucket move where you can just, you know, just something. Because he's completely, and then, you know, when they really need a bucket, he's jacking threes, but that's the modern game. And you see New York, while they took their fair share of three-point shots, they played solid defense and rebounded and didn't turn the ball over because of Jalen Brunson. So they did all those things that don't show up on, you know, highlights or Twitter or TikTok or Instagram, and they're the NBA champ, which is exactly what Oklahoma City did last year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe light bulb, bing, you know, maybe we'll see a league as Steph Curry and those guys start to age out. And look, I could make an argument. It's got to be one of the top five players of all time because he changed the game, Steph Curry. Like Wilt Chamberlain changed the game. Literally, the rules of basketball were changed because of Wilt Chamberlain. And the rules of the NBA were changed because of Steph Curry. But there's only one Steph Curry. it's not, it shouldn't be
a league full of trying to be like him, yeah.
Right. And watching it clank off. And so the NBA has been given this golden ticket now in what was declining television ratings and a developing disinterest by the average, the casual fan, forget it. Now, New York and the great run and the likability of these guys on the New York team. Maybe they've got something they can market up now. Maybe that's the case, but I think maybe take a little bit of a lesson here. If you're an NBA GM, gone is the drive and kick it for threes. Let's just go ahead and take the layup.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get a shot clear. Let's take the points instead of we've let computers, and this is what happens, and you can see it developing in football. And unfortunately, baseball, because of Brad Pitt at Oakland, has changed. Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt changed baseball, and now it's all analytics and probabilities. And so the analytics say we've got to take 40 threes a game, and we got to take them inside the first half of the shot clock, and we got to do
– Why do we like him? Because he gets on base.
Yeah. And so they do all that. But what about just taking the regular 12-foot jump shot? Boom.
That is making a little bit of a comeback, though.
What about shooting 60% from the field? And so this New York team, like Oklahoma City last year, there we go. Hopefully, this is what we're going to see from an NBA standpoint moving forward. Sorry, I got to get a new one of these. This is just. Let's see. Sorry, we're having more. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Coach? Oh, boy. Okay. There's old Ernie Johnson. But it was fun. It was a fun, and I know casual fans because I'm not talking about the Brooklyn Heights hipsters who are all out there. Boy, there's your modern Democratic Party. The Knicks watch party in Brooklyn. I mean, that was a Lululemon mayonnaise fest. And you know they all got their jersey that day. I don't know who this Brunson is, but I'm for him. They're all rushing out there with their triple Frappuccino Benito Mussolini coffees and, you know, their green shakes and their environmental causes. I did think the Taylor Swift Stevie Nicks t-shirts were pretty funny.
Yes.
You got to give them credit. Don't know who dreamed that up for them. And again, it's part of the reason I hate New York sports fans, because so many of them, like I said, just got their jersey that day and then showed up. Front runners, all of them. But that Stevie Nicks, Nicks t-shirt was pretty funny.
To your point, though, that as a whole, the NBA is better when the Knicks are good.
When it's fun at the Garden, it's fun at the Garden. And, you know, Jordan, that's why Jordan loved to play there. Because it's a big stage and, you know, you can... Reggie Miller's career was made inside Madison Square Garden. Okay, we get back, talk a little bit about this situation with the Texas Tech quarterback, Jimmy the Greek, Henry Hill.
Pete Rose.
Now, text between him and Pete Rose at the end where Pete's saying, what's the Indiana situation this week? I mean, he bet on Indiana football when he was on the Indiana team. And I want to know what Kurt Cignetti, that's what I'd like to get into. He was buried on the bench at Indiana, and he transfers to Cincinnati, has the big breakout year. But was he at Indiana when Cignetti took over, or did Cignetti run him off?
That we can effort during the break.
Yeah, we'll effort that during the break to determine. But, I mean, geez, you know. come on, seven. Come on, seven. Come. Where he's at the sauce screaming, come on, two. You know, I got him in the double. Stay with it.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $3 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at FlywayBrewing.com. Flyway Brewing. Follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
There's nothing better than calling the Hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem, presented by Bradford Marine and ATV. Select 2025 Sea-Doo personal watercraft up to $4,000 in discounts, and 2026 Sun Trackers up to $2,250 in savings. BradfordMarine.com.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
To meet one woman who is looking for
Rod and I got a little caught up in the Huey Lewis there together.
Well, I mean,
we were doing the same thing at the same time.
Exactly. I mean, this is what you were catching. Doing it back in the 80s. We were doing it back in the 80s.
Come on, these guys were on fire back then. All 80s music, yeah. Okay, Wally writes about it today, and I think Wally's column is very insightful today. I think he makes some very good points. This story about the Texas Tech quarterback gambling specifically on college football, on a team at Indiana where he played, where Kurt Cignetti was not the coach, and I wonder, and it might make me like Kurt Cignetti even more that he stayed quiet publicly about all this, because the Sorsby kid transfers after Cignetti is hired as the head coach. So could there have been we don't want that activity around here, and you probably need to look for another place to play football? Because there's no way on the planet Earth that a college kid gambling and winning is going to keep that under wraps. This isn't, Big Pauly and Joe Bag of Donuts trying to fix a game for, City University of New York against Boston College in 1959. Or this isn't even Tim Donaghy trying to call walking when the spread is within a point. No, I mean, this is on a gambling app, which is all fair, legal, and a part of American culture. And in so many ways, that's how they're caught, because these digital apps, digital gaming, you leave a long footprint. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no, if you gave somebody $1,000 and they placed a bet, you're turning into your word versus mine. But these gambling apps, so this guy, there's no way Sorsby kept that under, there's no way his teammates didn't know. And I don't know how he bet. I don't know. I just bet on us to win. Well, that was the Pete Rose defense. I never bet on my team to lose. Well, yeah. Okay. It doesn't make. So what does this mean in general? And we've talked about it at length, and the bill that we've talked about that Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell from Washington have would allow the NCAA some limited antitrust exemption, which would allow them to create some rules. But I want to look at it from a broader perspective than that. The guy bet on his own team. He gambled. Should a kid at the University of Arizona, who is the kicker on the football team, should he be able to get on FanDuel or DraftKings, and the Oakland Sports app or the Southland, and should he be able to then bet on the Yankees? Of course. I don't think that doesn't cross any line. You can't limit somebody's freedoms based on some arbitrary set of rules. I agree when the courts say that. Should he bet on the Arizona Wildcats? No. He has a direct outcome on the impact of that game. Now, that doesn't mean that bad people aren't going to find ways around it, and he's not going to tell his cousin to make bets. But then again, that's all captured too.
Yeah.
You see? I mean, so you're going to be found out. The one thing we know with these digital sports apps, you will be found out. There is no doubt about it. Like I said, this isn't Ace Rothstein, laying five dimes in cash somewhere. No. So I don't. There is a right. These kids have. You don't give that up just because you play a sport. But this was clearly an egregious case. He bet on his team while he was playing for that team. If this were a stock, he would go to federal prison, as Martha Stewart did.
Yeah.
So he goes to Cincinnati. He has a couple of good years. We don't know where the Kurt Cignetti took over and said, son, we're not going to have that on my team, and talk to you later. Clearly, Cignetti made the right choice all the way around. Inexplicably, Texas Tech jumps up and says, son, we'll give you $4 million to come play 1 year for us. Now, I don't know the makeup of this Texas Tech team. Maybe he fit perfectly in it. Top line stats, threw a bunch of touchdowns and no interceptions. But his team sucked. And Navy punked him. So can you throw for a trillion yards when you're down 50 to nothing starting the second half? Yeah. Can you pad your stats? Can you look better? Usually you base a quarterback's success and value on wins and losses. That has to be a big component of it. And by that metrics, didn't have such a great... And of course, there's been a level of scrutiny for every game, every pass, every play, every everything. Okay. So he shows up down at Texas Tech. Now, he's gambling, his fun-loving, and everything else. What jumps out at me... We'll save the discussion for the adults later. But this kid's an adult, okay? He just got paid $4.5 million, and he's 21. They're 18-year-old kids at Camp Lejeune right now, crawling through the mud, being paid $14,000 a year. We call them adults. So why do we give this kid a pass? Why do we give this young man a pass if we expect more from young men that we're going to put in the SUNY triangle? Why do we give this young man a pass on adulthood? Now, to me, listen, his name is Clay. His mama call him Clay, I call him Clay. He's an adult. He's not a kid. He's an adult. He's earning a lot of money as an adult. He doesn't get some special dispensation.
And then you had a statement that was released by Texas Tech's athletic director that I saw on X earlier this week talking about, oh, well, he's not technically on campus yet, and we didn't have
right.
You know, this and that and the other, and it's just like he may not have taken the field for you yet, semantics. But he still represents your university.
All semantics, and that's what the adults are trying to play a game of semantics over here. Okay, full stop. But as to the young man, I believe he got caught and so he could continue to play and therefore earn the money
to keep fueling the habit.
Whatever it is, whether he's gone to, you know, Promises in Malibu or Hazleton up in Minnesota or wherever, or that treatment facility Tiger Woods went to in Mississippi or the one in Europe or wherever, you know, all of that. I'm not giving anybody the benefit of the doubt here. I think it's a scam. I think 100% it's a scam. I think that his parents weren't involved. I think this has all been fine. I think this was happy-go-lucky, jackassery, all good. Oh, my gosh, this is going to cost me. It's a mental health issue. I think, like so many people of the last two generations, they take a legitimate cause and or situation and they mold it to fit their needs to get out of the consequences of their actions, and they weaponize their victimhood. And I think they marched into federal court and made that argument. And I've talked to a number of lawyers and say, yeah, you know, it's awful hard. I mean, what was granted was just an injunction that said, no, you can't. He'll suffer irreparable harm if he's not allowed to play, which you can demonstrate that as a cause. And so, therefore, I'm not going to let you suspend him until a hearing, which I'm told now is scheduled for February.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, point's moot. But that's what I think happened. I could be completely wrong. The man could be genuinely suffering from a mental health situation. I think, as we all know, As adult human beings, we all know most of these things now are taken by people as a way to mold and shape in their narrative so they can avoid the consequences of their actions and then get out of it. So there are genuine mental health issues with people in this country, and that needs to be dealt with. There are genuine issues on any variety of things. But are there people who take advantage of that, mold and shape the narrative to fit them so they can get out of the consequences of their actions? That's what happened to this kid. I firmly believe that. So now he's at, you know, whether he's physically on the campus in Lubbock or whether he's going to helicopter in from Malibu. I don't know. I do know this. This kid, and you know it's not going to work out. You know he's going to throw three picks first game. You know that's what's going to happen. That they have put all their credibility eggs in this kid's basket, and it's not going to work out. Now Georgia and somebody else says, well, I'm not going to play Texas Tech in any sport. So that's dealing with the young man. Is he so amazing that we're willing to endure the humiliation of forfeiting all of our morals so that we can prop these things up on Saturday afternoon? But then he's not even going to be the ROI isn't going to be there. It's just not. Over to the other adults, the NCAA, Texas Tech, et al. Well, the NCAA is to blame because for far too long, they ignored basic principles, and lawyers came in and got it into court and did what lawyers do, which is they sought the best remedy for their course of action, and that was name, image, and likeness. And now that we've sort of, you and I have talked, it's why the NIL stuff, the collectives were always going to be around, and how Hunter Yurecek made a catastrophic, spectacular, truly fireable offense by ignoring it and hoping, let's let the rules fix it, because I don't know that I'm that good at doing that kind of stuff. And while we have fallen the way we have fallen, along with Oklahoma State and to a degree Clemson and some others, and other schools have ascended, the courts are doing what the courts do. And they're saying, yeah, you know, you don't have the right to do this. There is no set of rules that you can apply, because kid can march into federal court and say, okay. And I don't believe, I, in my heart, in my head, I don't want to believe that the geographic location of where somebody sits in a courtroom does indeed rule on an issue like this. Do I believe there are liberal federal court judges and conservative? Yes, 100%. Bunch of pinkos on the federal court. We see it all the time. A couple on the Supreme Court, one of them, I think, couldn't think their way out of a paper bag. But anyway, so Texas Tech says, yeah, we can do this. So now they're obligated to pay the kid because they cut their deal. He's gone into federal court, got an injunction that says he can still continue to function because there would be irreparable harm. They've created the veneer of this mental health issue as a way to package it up. And he's going to take the field for Texas Tech. But the guy gambles on teams. Well, he's been to a treatment facility. He's not going to do that. But it's happened. There have to be consequences for that action. And those consequences, as I've laid out, for all those reasons, I'm out of it. And so in so many ways, this is a snapshot of society as a whole now. And sort of the unwillingness to take responsibility now, and how these young men and women and old men and women get around things. Semantics. Well, he's not on campus. Come on. And to Texas Tech trying to thread the needle and parse the word so perfectly.
But we gave him a two-game suspension.
Suspension, right. We're going to suspend him for the Slippery Rock game. And the other,
it's actually Abilene Christian.
Abilene Christian. It's Abilene Christian and
I was just looking at that a moment ago. Let me go back to it.
Well, anyway.
Oregon State, Houston are the first three.
Well, it's, I want to say it's a shame, but this is the situation. And unless you have federal legislation some version of this bill. And look, I think this could be a huge thing, because I think Cruz is bought and paid for to some degree by the big booster down there at Texas Tech. I also think private equity plays a role, but you tighten that bill up a little bit. You give the NCAA some limited antitrust capability, and you're going to have them enforce some rules. This is not going to go away, because this is the poster child issue. This is the marquee headline the NCAA needs to say, see, we can't do anything. So we'll see where it goes. But you and I both know the practical reality of where it's going to go. It's going to be a three-pick game, and it's just not going to be good. It's because, even though it's the Big 12 and nobody plays defense and should be able to throw for a trillion yards.
It's Division I football.
Yeah,
it's the Big 12.
It's not the ROI. The juice is not worth the squeeze on this one. Michael, this is from 1980 exactly. Off the Wall album. Oh, man. This is when he looked normal, you know. People forget, man, that was a spectacular album, Off the Wall.
Yeah.
Back to wrap this moneymaker up after this. She's out of my hands. So I've learned that love's not possession. And I've learned that love won't wait. Now I've learned that love needs expression.
The world's biggest game is here, and your front row seat is right in Hillcrest. Through July 19th, Hill Station is your World Cup headquarters. Hill Station will be showing every single match live. Come hungry, leave happy, and catch all the action on the screens. Incredible food, ice-cold drinks, and the best patio vibes in Little Rock. Don't watch it by yourself. Bring your crew to Hill Station on Kavanaugh. World Cup action. Every game, every goal. See you at Hill Station.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. The biggest stage in world soccer is only a few days away, and every goal changes every single thing. And now FanDuel is giving you a reason to root for every single goal. Introducing Every Goal Pays. Get to FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports and bet on a match and get bonus bets for every goal scored in that match. That's right. More goals means more bonus bets, and all you have to do is turn on your token. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Let there be goals on FanDuel. Turn on your token. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, has you taken care of. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in is required. Must apply bonus token. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbookfanduel.com. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Congratulations to Kane Archer of Greenwood for being named the All-Arkansas Prep's Outstanding Players of the Year in football as chosen by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He is among the 400 Arkansas high school athletes who will be honored at the All-Arkansas Prep's Award Banquet on Saturday, June 20th, sponsored by CHI of St. Vincent. The event is emceed by Steve Sullivan with special guest David Basil, featuring a conversation with Arkansas Razorback and Paralympian Hunter Woodhull. To find out more about the athletes selected or to purchase your tickets to the event, visit allarkansaspreps.com.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, You're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
Now they hate each other.
Yeah. But in the 80s, they were unstoppable.
Oh, unstoppable. Great songwriting duo. I think Oates, he's got a piece of the publishing rights, and that's what they're in court about now, is that Daryl Hall wants to keep the publishing rights, and John Oates is saying, screw you, buddy. We don't have a lot of time left. I need some cash.
Yeah, because I think it all boils down to whether or not they sell their catalog.
The catalog, yeah. That's what's all about the publishing. So, yeah, Hall & Oates coming to an end, no longer speaking to each other. I went through lawyers and all that. But, boy, there was a time when they were on fire. Oates, you know, I think Art Garfunkel's coming to town, or maybe he's, was it this weekend or next weekend? I'm thinking, how long can that concert be? How long can Garfunkel give you hits? Because Paul Simon wrote everything.
Yeah.
You know, Paul Simon's the guy, I mean, those were his songs. And, you know, Garfunkel was just his neighbor in the Queens. And that's where you're like, I'm happy to be along for the ride. Andrew Ridgely never said an unkind word about George Michael, you know, because, hey, man, I was along for the ride. This is, but Oates and I know, here comes some music purists. Oates was a key. I agree. Lay off me. Just noting that Oates, you know, is not, he's not singing like Daryl Hall. It's not blue-eyed Philly soul, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, got to get home, get prepped for the Germany-Curacao match today, which kicks off, I guess you say kicks off, at noon. Curacao, man, that's... Why would you ever want to leave there? Like, if I wouldn't want to make the World Cup team and come to America, I'd rather stay in Curacao and
right.
soak in all that sun and everything. But you know the Germans are just going to destroy them. I mean, that's a Fashion Tischkemaster, that's a, you know, that's a Deutschlander. So, and then I guess this is a World War II hit parade today. Netherlands taking on Japan. Let's see, where's Germany Curacao? What venue? Where's that is down in Houston. Yeah, those Germans fit in real well down there in oil country.
Yep. Netherlands, Japan is at Jerry World.
Oh, so there's your Texas two-step right there.
Ivory Coast, Ecuador is in Philly.
Ooh.
And then the last game of the night, Sweden and Tunisia is in Guadalajara. Guadalupe, Guadalajara, something like that.
Okay. So Sweden and Tunisia. Yeah. So it's in Monterey, yeah. Boy, can you imagine that? You're Sweden. You think you're going to the United States and you end up down in Mexico. Those are the people that got shortchanged. You know, we're going to New York. No, you're going to be in.
You're going to be in Monterey, Mexico.
Chihuahua. And they're on the border. Nobody can leave their hotel room because you might be kidnapped. So, yeah, Germany, Curacao, Netherlands, Japan. It is interesting. You don't really need jerseys to tell these teams, I think, you know? Ivory Coast, Ecuador. Whew. Boy, I'm going to tune in to 90 minutes of boredom there. And I will be watching tonight, cheering for my Golden Knights, Game 6. Got to have this. This is in Vegas. So I'd like to see this go full 7, go back to Raleigh. Maybe Andy and Barney will be in the stands there.
Exactly.
I could get in to soccer, if not for the soccer guy. Because I promise you, Hill Station will be packed this afternoon. You won't be able to jam another human being in that thing.
And, Hill Station, Dugan's.
Yep. They will have, and listen, we beat Australia, you know. I'm going to get on the bandwagon. I'm going to front run this. But soccer guy, you know, like, hey, you know, is our team going to be?
Oh, you don't know about Kai McKnight? He plays for Hogwarts in the Premier League, and he's left floppy back. You don't know about him?
No, man. I don't know anybody on the team, but I want to cheer for it and get into it.
You don't deserve to wear the jersey.
I'm not wearing a jersey. You know, the soccer guy is also the obscure bands guy. And Brooklyn is the greatest place on the planet Earth. Like, that little bitty skinny guy, you know, he's never worn more than a medium in his whole life. And this is his moment to shine. And he's going to tell you who the left floppy back for Ecuador is. And how, you know, he plays for Dusseldorf in the Bundesliga. And it's like, oh, man. Jeez, watch this. They're running a set piece. Do you know what that means? You know, I just want to say, you watch a Cowboys game? You know? I could get into it except for that guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll just hopefully they win. And can't you just watch the last 10 minutes? Then isn't that the thing? And then you don't even know how much time's left. The clock says it's over. And
with the extra time,
some guy's got his little Timex Iron Man on running around there. No. It's 6 minutes. It's never 6 minutes, 30 seconds or 6:15. And then even when it hits that, you still don't know if it's over.
Exactly.
How can you be for a sport where you don't even know how much time is left? All that said, we're going to get caught up in World Cup fever. Till next week, boys and girls, look out for number 1. Go America. Don't step in number 2. My hair blowing in the wind. And I'd stop at fancy restaurants. And they'd finally let me in. I'd spend all my money on caviar and cocaine. And I would not remember how you broke my heart again.
Join Morning Mayhem Monday as they broadcast live from the Summerwood Sports Complex in Bryant for the Big Miller Summerwood Sports Team Camp. Come by and say hi to the guys and then make plans to come back later and see some great basketball action with many of the top players in the state participating. It's all happening Monday with 103.7 The Buzz.
On your way to the Little Rock Airport, business travelers park fast at Expressway Airport Parking. As you park, our shuttle picks you up, and a 60-second ride later, you're at the airport. Download our app and earn rewards. Simply scan the virtual gate pass to enter and scan again to exit. No waiting, and your receipt is emailed to you. Pay less than municipal airport parking at Expressway Airport Parking. Left of the airport entrance, next to the Comfort Inn.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.